really can't keep track anymore whether it's week 18 or 19, so we're back for a mid-season check-in. This episode is to give our team-by-team predictions for their best and worst finish. We're down here in the Rat Tail Bunker and Barbershop Studio, and this is the Boys and Bolos podcast. Welcome back to the Boys and Bolos podcast. We're here in the Rat Tail Bunker and Barbershop Studio. Jarrett, thank you again for joining me. We're checking in on week 18 and 19, right?
Checking in on week 18 and 19, and this won't be a review of week 18 and 19 because there's still some games to be played. But week 18 and 19 essentially have taken so long with the EFL Cup and the FA Cup that we wanted to check in, create a pod, and kind of do a mid-year check-in. I know I just said that. I kind of repeated it. But that's what we're going to do today. And we're going to go team by team, and we're going to give our predictions on the highest place that they could finish, highest being you could win the Premier League, and the lowest you could be Sheffield because they will probably finish 20th. So we're going to go team by team, and we're going to give our ceiling and our basement for each team. So without further ado, Jeffrey, Liverpool, ceiling, basement.
They can obviously win the Premier League.
That's an option, yes.
I think that's possible,
mm-hmm.
even with the injuries they have.
Even and... with Bobby Firmino, touch of a construction worker. Did you like that as a deep giggle?
It was good. He's not playing well these days. No, I think the worst they can finish is fourth. They're still
Champions League.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, they could finish fourth on like a goal differential or something.
I think fourth and fifth will be goal differential. That seems exceedingly likely with how close it is at the top of the
table. So you agree?
I agree. That's me, sir. How about Leicester?
Second and sixth.
You give it that high? I think that they can finish second definitely, but you think their basement could be up to sixth?
Yeah.
They're playing really well.
No, but they could easily fall apart like they did last season.
Okay. Second and sixth. Manchester United.
They could win the title because they're currently in first.
Very well.
Or they could, because we're essentially halfway through the season.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing the check-in. Out of 38 weeks, right. We're going to finish up 19. Now, some teams, obviously, as we've discussed, have games left over that they still have in hand because of COVID or other things, but we're halfway through the season.
Folks, I'm going to say it here first, and a lot of pundits have been putting this out here after the 0-0 draw to Liverpool,
Ooh.
Is that Manchester United have drawn or lost to every Big Six team this
really?
Year so far. So they tied every team except for Spurs, which they lost to.
In
and
epic fashion.
Arsenal, they lost 1-0 to.
Ooh.
And then Bruno Fernandes also, the only goal he has against top six teams is a one-goal penalty. Hop, skip, and a jump.
Hop, skip, and a penalty.
So if you're watching this and you think Bruno Fernandes is the best midfielder in the league, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself, as they say.
That's what they say. In the
As
streets.
They say on the streets.
The
streets don't forget. Ole definitely picked him up by the bootstraps after their Champions League exit.
And, it wasn't even like an exit. The bar closed and they were caught in the bar, but they were 19 with a fake ID. And they, get out of here.
Yeah, they were. That was embarrassing for them. So they're in Europa League. They're playing in three competitions right now. They're playing in FA, Europa, and the regular league, and I think they could win the league, but I also think that Bruno Fernandes is going to have to sit out some games just due to fatigue and that kind of thing, and they don't do a lot without him in the lineup. So
they do very little without him in the lineup. Their defense won't be affected without him in the lineup, but going forward they look exceedingly flat without him in the lineup.
So as high as first, as low as like sixth, I think.
You say sixth?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to go first and fourth. I don't think that they can drop that much just because their defense is so good. I think that they'll continue to... Because I think that
Slabhead's biggest fan over here.
Yeah, Easter Island Head's biggest fan. Because I think that they'll continue to beat the teams that they should beat, and then they may not beat the other teams, as you just outlined, the more competitive games, but they'll take ties. And as long as you do that, I think the points are going to be so tight that I think that they'll still be top four.
Okay.
Could be wrong. How about your team? The Spoysies.
Not title contenders, not even close.
Not even close.
Not even on the same playing field as probably City and Liverpool, just in terms of being able to score goals. They are a very solid defensive team. I think a top four team, for sure. So as high as third, as low as sixth, good enough to make a Europa League spot.
third and sixth.
Especially the reason why I say sixth is and not like definitely cemented in the top four is because they are playing in four competitions right now. I mean, they get the League Cup final to play. They are still in FA Cup, still in Europa and the league. And so that just stretches you out down the line. They're going to drop points and continue to drop points just trying to park the bus. So
just my God, slash the tires. I think that if they finish third, they will have overachieved and they will need certain things to go their way. Certain things being they will have Kane and Son continue the form. Son's kind of dropped off. Those two players will have to have an amazing rest of the season. And I think other things will have to happen in their favor from other teams, like injuries, wild VAR calls. There's just going to be a lot to have to happen for them to finish third.
I still think
with the quality of the teams in the Premier League around them.
And they need a player. They need to pick up a player in the transfer market January window. I think they need either a center back or another midfielder.
Yeah.
Creative midfielder, because it looks like Dele Alli is going to go to PSG. That's not confirmed, but he didn't travel with the team.
He's definitely going to PSG. He's going to PSG. There's rare chances.
I think they're just working out the deal, trying to figure out how much money they're going to get from him, because they think, you know, obviously Tottenham thinks he's worth, you know, whatever he's worth, 50 million. But
60 bitcoins a week.
But, you know, there's been talk of Eriksen coming back, and Inter is all salty about it because they paid Tottenham way too much for him, and they don't want to let him go on a free transfer. A free loan, even. So.
Inter should have never bought him. I don't know why Conte thought that was going to be a good thing.
Let's move on from Tottenham. We want to talk about Tottenham.
City.
Title contenders. Changed my tune. All you City fans out there listening to the pod,
yeah,
I apologize.
Luke, Nick, Eddie.
Sorry, guys. I was...
Sleeping on City over here.
I was just... They were a little flat at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, but they've also had like 9 games in hand, and you can't do math.
Not 9 games in hand.
My
two games
in hand. A lot of games in hand.
Two games in hand. They're about to be level with everybody else this after Wednesday's game. So, but they're obviously in, you know, third place right now and playing well and seem to be firing. And the reemergence of John Stones
is like he's like a moth and he's going through metamorphosis. He's gonna come out like Gary beautiful
South,
butterfly.
Gary Southgate is like, what the hell happened?
Jesus.
He's like, wow, Euros are coming. I got a excellent center back or wing back or whatever the hell he is now.
Center back. He's got a beautiful.
But
center
he scored
back
two goals. Stones. How did he score two goals? I don't know.
Cheating.
It's great. Scored a brace this past weekend. Anyway,
how about Shampton FC, aka Everton?
I don't think I gave my prediction on City. I think I said
first. You said first, and what was their basement?
I think third. I don't think they're going
to fit
anything lower than third.
I'm going to go fourth.
Really?
Yeah, just because I don't know. Anything weird could happen, and they're not a great... They've only been a good defensive team half the season, and I just... Can John Stones keep this up? Injuries. Other things that could happen. They're still in the EFL final. They're in the FA, and they're going to be in the Champions League. I think they're going to get stretched thin. Other teams that are looking like Everton, which we're about to talk about, Everton and Aston Villa, they don't have the same pressures of Europe and other cups, so they can really focus on the league. And it's also less opportunity for them to get injured. I don't know. As we saw last year with the restart and just every season, injuries play such a massive part in the breakdown of how things happen. So I'm going to go fourth, but we'll see what happens. Okay. So they also have ridiculous squad depth, so fourth, I think, is kind of a wacky thing. I think third is a lot more reasonable. But Everton?
As high as fourth, as low as eighth.
That's what I have here on my chart.
Shampton FC.
Shampton FC, who beat Chelsea and Spurs, our teams. it's tough to call them a sham.
I'm gonna roll my eyes on the
that's
Everton.
That's fine. I don't wanna hear we're going to the next one. Chelsea.
Third and seventh.
Third only happens if we get Werner and Havertz on firing as they should, and Pulisic and Ziyech really start to step up, because as of right now, it just looks, like you said, going forward, it looks flat. It just looks sterile. If I'm a team right now, I definitely want to play Chelsea, because I'm really not that worried about them scoring against me. And in the back, they may have to play Azpilicueta, which is like liability.com. And Thiago Silva's a great player, but if you can get him alone, he's one of the slowest players in the Premier League over 10 yards. So
when you have Reece James over Azpilicueta, it gives you an actual attacking threat, a wing back.
If you have Reece James and Chilwell, Zuma, and
Azpilicueta is not a wing back. He's just a pure defender. Yeah,
he's just a dude who just he's Chelsea legend at this point. Southampton,
as high as fifth, as low as 10th.
That's literally what I have written down. You can see the future.
Okay, next one, I guess.
I think for fifth for them is going to be really difficult. I think Hasenhüttl has a lot of work to do. I think that's another overachieving, but that's why we're doing this. That's the ceiling that we think they could get. And
there's just too many better teams.
And I don't think 10th is unreasonable because there's so many good teams in the middle. Yeah. West Ham?
Okay, I'm going to say 7th and 12th.
I was going to go 8th and 12th because I don't – they're just they don't have it. And the other teams have it, the teams that are in front of them. And I think Arsenal will jump them. And I think Wolves is better. But that seems reasonable. Aston Villa, who's had an amazing start to a season after being a team that was – destined for relegation minus Jack Grealish. What do you think?
If Watkins and Grealish can keep playing really well, I think they can finish as high as 8th, but they could easily fall off, lose a bunch of points, and finish like 13th or 14th.
8th and 13th seems about right. So Arsenal, who won today.
Jumped up to 10th, right?
Yep. They got Aubameyang scoring not just on a set piece or a penalty, which was nice. And that's something that they needed, the confidence. He needed the confidence. The team needed him as their highest paid player to be back on the mark. Also, Ozil, as we know, has been offloaded to Turkey, which is good.
Highest, 8th, lowest, 12th.
If they finish 12th, does Arteta stay if they don't have other cups?
No.
Fair. Leeds.
10th, 16th.
10th and 16th.
Yeah. I'm going to put them up to 8th. They give them too many goals, though.
They do, but they're just ridiculous. I'm going to put them up at 8th, but 16th is...
I think if they finish 10th, they'd say that's a successful season.
16th, yeah. As long as they're not relegated, I think it's a successful season for a team coming out of the championship.
Especially if they get fans back next year. That's huge for them. I think it's kind of dulled their return to the Premier League, but not be able to have fans. I mean, they got a really big fan base. They're the only team in Leeds, and I think it would be huge for them to start the 21-22 season with fans in the stadiums and be in the Premier League. So I don't really think they're too talented. They spent too much money to keep players and to bring in some pieces. And I think they may even bring in a piece in January to help with their defenses. I think they've had some defenders hurt. So
you said as low as 16th, and I'm going to go as high as 8th, which is thus far our biggest.
I say
spread.
As high as 10th.
Okay.
Yeah, I just there's too many better teams that are more solid.
That just have better defense.
Yeah.
I think that's
yeah.
Crystal Palace.
12th, 16th.
Yeah, I like that. I had 15th, but I think they're without Zaha, as he's not scoring goals, their defense is a shit show. Like Gary Cahill, it's just not a very sound defense. Guaita, I believe, is their goalie. He's decent, but still their defense is nothing to write home about. So I think 16th could happen. That's getting really close to relegation, but I don't think that they're in fear of relegation. I think that they can get enough points. So, how about Wolves?
Wolves haven't been playing well lately. They lost to West Brom recently.
Yep. They were 2-1, and they dropped that to 3-2.
I would say as high as 8th, as low as 12th.
I had 8th and 13th, so we're saying the same.
Started out really well, one of their best starts in the Premier League in their history, and they've dropped down to 14th or 15th now.
It's been a tough
for them.
It's been a roller coaster.
They lost Jimenez, and
they're a team that's probably been on the biggest roller coaster of all the teams in the Premier League.
Yeah,
because they'll go out and they'll beat Chelsea and they'll take bigger scalps as far as clubs, maybe not positions. Obviously Chelsea's a big club, it doesn't have a big position maybe in the table, and then they'll go and lose to West Brom.
Right,
they'll drop a lead, whereas they'll chase a game at Molineux against Chelsea, and you always felt like even though Chelsea were up 1-0, I was like they could, like Chelsea could lose this. So Wolves is definitely it's a
they've been
pure
talking
Jekyll
about,
and Hyde.
Talking about bringing in a striker in January, if they bring in a striker that has goal scoring ability, maybe like a poacher, a Giroud type, that would.
If they bring in Diego Costa, that'd be
Costa.
Fun.
I heard Hulk maybe.
Oh my God!
I know.
The Hulk, dude.
But Fabio Silva is just not ready. He's too young, I think. Mm-hmm. He's a great player to bring off the bench, but I think he's having a little trouble. He did score a couple days ago, but I think he's still got a lot to learn. So,
Newcastle?
13th and 17th.
I went 14th and 16th.
Okay.
But either way, not relegated, but not top 10.
Yep.
Brighton. Now we're getting into the bottom five teams. So
They could easily finish like 15th. As high as 15th, I just don't. They just don't have a lot going forward, and they give up goals. But 15th, and they could easily get relegated. I said they were going to get relegated this year, so 15th and
18th. I had 16th and 18th, but I think 15 is more likely because I think that they could be better than Newcastle over the season in the aggregate. So that seems all right. How about Burnley?
15th and 19th.
Okay. I'm going to just change that here in my deep analytics, aka my iPhone notes. I said 15th, 18th.
Oh, okay.
But I agree. I mean, all these teams, like, you know, Brighton, Burnley, those two teams especially, they're just going to be battling for who's going to be right next to relegation. Not right. Getting relegated, but right next to it and feeling uncomfortable. So, Fulham?
I think they're gonna do the escape. So, I think they could finish as high as 16th, but as low as 19th. I mean, they're having trouble taking points.
That's what I had was 16th and 19th, because I think they could do the escape, and so they could get two out of relegation.
Right.
But I also do think they could easily finish 19th, and no one would think that that's out of whack. And then you finally have Sheffield, which I have highest they could finish is 18th was relegation, and the lowest they could finish obviously would just be the 20th. They're the only team that we have currently, now that it's our last team, to have in the 20th as a basement. I think we agree that they're destined for relegation. 18th, it's just where in relegation.
18th, highest 18th, lowest 20th.
Exactly.
And then West Brom.
Oh, sorry. I skipped over West Brom. West Brom, I'm thinking the highest they can do is 17th, which is one out of escape. And the lowest will be 19th, because I do think Sheffield have the basement locked down for the Premier League. I don't think anyone's going to beat them at being the worst this year.
Agree.
And there you have it.
That's
the wrap up. That's what we think is going to happen this year. Who knows if it's actually going
to
happen.
I mean, if you agree, if you disagree, hit us up. We always like to argue.
Yeah, because basically what Jeff and I have just said is that we really think the only three teams that have a chance of winning are the teams out of Manchester, with United and City, and Liverpool. And now there are going to be some Leicester fans that are going to say, hey, what about us?
Don't sleep on Jamie Vardy,
Pub League. And we're also saying, too, that the teams that are most likely to be relegated are essentially Burnley, Fulham, West Brom, and Sheffield. Brighton, Burnley, Fulham, West Brom, and Sheffield. Of those five teams, three teams will go. And one of them, certain, is Sheffield. So really it's between Brighton, Burnley, Fulham, and West Brom. Out of those four, two teams will be relegated in the 19th and 18th spots. That's what we're saying currently. And I think that makes sense. If a team wins the Premier League that's not Liverpool, Manchester United, or Man City, we'll obviously be wrong. But I think we'll be very surprised, because I don't see Leicester doing it this year. I don't see Tottenham doing it. And I certainly don't see Chelsea doing it. And I don't even mention Everton in that conversation, because I just don't think that they're ready to hit at that weight long enough. I think Everton can sneak in, as we put down. They can finish fourth. I think Everton can totally get in Champs League, but I think it's going to be overachieving. It will be interesting to see what Southampton and Aston Villa continue to do, because they're teams that could totally keep my team, Chelsea, out of the Champions League.
Right, because before you play a Villa or you play Southampton, and you were pretty much sure you're going to pick up 3 points.
You were feeling confident. Maybe not always sure, because playing at St. Mary's isn't easy. Playing away at Goodison isn't easy. But now, both those teams, they may even be, if they're playing at home, I know we talk about whether home advantage matters, but those teams totally may even have, you know, Chelsea may be the underdog.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, especially against Everton. I mean, Everton at Goodison Park, I don't want to play them. That's not fun.
Absolutely not.
And Southampton at St. Mary's is never easy, but definitely in the past seasons, as a Chelsea fan, I would have said, okay, at St. Mary's, we should get, you know, two and a half points out of this, meaning like we're getting close enough so we'll get the three. In Everton, you know, tie would be the worst thing. We'd never lose. The tide has definitely turned. I want to see how long Ancelotti and, you know, Hasenhüttl can keep those teams really pushing forward. Because it's one thing to win the September Premier League like Everton did, but it's another thing at the end of May to be in the top spot.
Yeah, so it is a harder path for some of the teams that are playing in more competitions. I don't think that really plays into the season until they're really like in, you know, March, April, when
February with the Europa
February,
and Champions.
Europa, February starting. Starts back up, and then you see March and April, players are going to start to get tired the further they go into these.
At the end of February, classically, and once again, I don't know if that's the case this season, but classically, that's when you also have another international break.
Right.
And that has shown to spread COVID. It's shown to do a lot of different things in the new, you know, soccer atmosphere that we have over in Europe. So.
Fun fact, though, speaking of COVID, there were 3,100 COVID tests in the Premier League last week. Only 16 positives.
Really?
And the average is around 2,800 tests, with around 30 positives. So cut it in half.
That's good.
People are doing the right thing in the Premier League.
Doing the right thing.
But that's a really low percentage. That's way lower than like the national average, way lower than testing in general in the UK and US. So
I think, I wonder, you know, are clubs cracking down more because of teams like Fulham getting basically wiped out, Aston Villa getting wiped out, Man City's had its problems. I'm wondering if clubs are doing a better job internally to create consequences so these young kids who are 22, 23, whatever, kind of obey the rules more.
They're building COVID, I don't know what they're called, like stipulations or like things in the contracts about breaking, about get contracting COVID and not.
They should totally have amendments in the contracts because as professional athletes, if you can't show up to the office, what good are you?
Yep.
So that makes sense. So that was a good wrap up. We just predicted the future.
It's a big divergence from my preseason pick of Chelsea winning the Premier League and Liverpool not finishing in the top four.
We both had Liverpool not in the top four.
But I had Manchester United as second. So.
Exactly. We both had Liverpool not in the top four, but I had Chelsea, Man United. No, I had Man City.
Yeah.
You know what?
You might be closer than that. You're much closer than I am.
All right. Okay. This is who Jeff had in his top four at the beginning of the season. On September 6, 2020, Jeff predicted Chelsea, United, City, and Spurs. I predicted City, Chelsea, United, and Arsenal. Geesh. Thierry, who was on this episode and we talked about, you know, who your top fours. Thierry had City, Chelsea, Liverpool, and Arsenal. So we all had Arsenal. No, Thierry and I both had Arsenal.
In the top
four. All three of us had Chelsea in the top four.
Well, this is the hot off of them spending $200 million.
$220 million on some fresh new F-boy haircuts. And an old guy named Thiago, some old Brazilian dude.
Well, Thiago's worked out.
Who would have thought? Actually, I did know that. Like,
we knew he was going to be good.
He was, you know, we needed a center back, and good God, we got one. So.
And you got Rudiger back there, too. Ooh. Back there.
I'm excited about that.
He's looking real good.
He's the only one that makes Azpilicueta look better.
When him and Zuma pass the ball, it's painful to watch.
Yeah, my heart rate.
It's brutal.
We're done. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, we're done the podcast, I think.
We're done with the podcast.
All right, well, until next time, Jared. Thanks for joining me down in the Rat Tail Bunker Barbershop Studio.
Jeff, anytime.
Ring for barber.
Yeah, ring for barber. Ciao.
Ciao.
Overall, I'd be pleased with their performance today. I thought they dug in. You know, if you want to win trophies and big prizes, you're not going to play well every game. And they dug in. Even the first half an hour, they defended well. But their bodies, the back four, were brilliant. And, plenty of pluses for United.
Do you think they've got enough to win it, Roy?
I don't know. I'm changing my mind every few weeks, you know, from... a few minutes. But these type of performances, certainly... I think United should go back tonight, the players and the staff. And they should be encouraged by it, without a doubt.
Thanks for listening to the Boys and Bolos podcast. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Patreon, Twitch, at Boys and Bolos.
If you'd like to be a guest, please reach out. You can hit us on any of the social media accounts that Jeff just mentioned, or email us directly at boysandbolos@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening, and see you next time.